You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Severe storms left 6,000 without power in Racine and Kenosha counties last night at the peak. Power lines were reported down in the city of Racine and Kenosha, with trees and limbs down everywhere. Hail was reported throughout the region, and a tornado hit in Mayville and Dodge County. Six more tornadoes were reported across the state. More than 1,300 students from nine Racine County schools will come together tomorrow night. It's the 72nd annual Racine Rotary Post Prom, again being held at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The motorcade arrivals start at 6, and it will be again broadcast live on TV, Channel 24. This afternoon, three peregrine falcon chicks will be banded at the Racine County Courthouse. They recently hatched on top of the courthouse, and the banding is part of an annual conservation effort. The identification process helps protect and monitor the falcon population. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers, back from the road trip, host the Minnesota Twins tonight in Milwaukee. Chad Patrick on the mound for the Crew against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers coming off that much-needed 9-5 win Wednesday in Cleveland. Better defense, better pitching, and driving in runners in scoring position. Christian Yelich.
You know, that's what we got to do if we want to be a good team. I think it's shown up at times this year. It just hasn't shown up consistently or as consistently as we would like. But, you know, you just got to keep striving to get there and have it all click.
NFL Packers offseason practices continue in Green Bay without defensive back Jair Alexander. His position coach, Derek Ansley, asked, does he still keep in contact with Jair?
Every day. Every day we have, you know, contact every morning. I send him a positive quote. Sometimes it's a scripture. Sometimes it's just something that, you know, somebody sends me and I forward it to him. But, yeah, we have contact every morning.
That's Packers secondary coach Derek Ansley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. First it was HBO, then it was HBO Max. Then it was just Max, and now it's going back to HBO Max. Parent company Warner Brothers Discovery has decided that HBO is a respected brand that they should put back to help drive subscribers. Yes, by all means, lose the most respected part of the streaming title, the part that brought you Game of Thrones, True Detective, and White Lotus, and Last Week Tonight. Not sure they really lose anything if they drop Max. Snoop Dogg, or Snoop-a-loop to Will Ferrell, is putting out new material inspired by the backlash of his performance at the inauguration of the president. The rapper said he lost 500,000 Instagram followers and took a lot of heat for his decision, but said he appeared not to endorse the president, but from a deal he made with a business partner in order to bring resources to the hood. The music mogul said he does not represent the Republican Party. He does not represent the Democratic Party. He represents the gangster party. I guess it was a perfect fit then. Sorry, couldn't resist. The new season of Emily in Paris is getting a star power injection. Minnie Driver has agreed to join the show for the upcoming season, its fifth. Driver's credits include Grosse Pointe Blank and Good Will Hunting, for which she was Oscar nominated. Driver joins Lily Collins, who plays the title character. Production is currently underway in Rome for the popular Netflix show. There is no release info yet on the dropping of season 5. Actress Scarlett Johansson is planning retaliation, and it has nothing to do with her Marvel character. Johansson was the victim of a joke on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update last year, thanks to her husband, Colin Jost's co-anchor, Michael Chi. Chi made a joke about Johansson's private parts, which shocked her as cameras caught her reaction backstage. Johansson told Vanity Fair that she was expecting a joke involving that region of the body, but was still blown away and said the joke was old school gross. Asleep with one eye open, Michael Chi. There is nothing like some good movie buzz. Even though Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning won't be released here in the States until May 23rd, it's created quite a buzz after premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. The premiere was accompanied by a 40-piece orchestra that welcomed the audience and sounds like it was an amazing evening. Variety reports Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation from the crowd after once again pulling off his own death-defying stunts in the film despite being the tender age of 62. He addressed the crowd, thanked the crew, and said goodbye to the franchise in front of the enthusiastic crowd. Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, from teen heartthrob to a bit of an outcast to now quite possibly the greatest movie star ever and a pretty darn good actor as well. Can't wait to see this film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be breezy today, too, with a high in the low to mid-70s. Wind will be south gusting to 35 to 40. Tonight, showers 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.